Blog Talk Radio.
I know that somewhere my soul made its way.
song right there was by Blue Cantrell. That song called I'll Find a Way. You are now listening to In My Mood with your girl, KK Canty Castle, the Songbird. My mood for tonight is called Lesson Learned. All right, so here goes the description on this mood. All right, so everyone goes through things. That's what makes it life. And either you like it or you don't. But whatever the situation may be, you will always learn from it. And that's the mood. So, yeah, I hope the songs that you listen to now, and if you're going through something or a certain problem or whatever, the songs help you think about the mistakes you made and learn to accept them. And even if it's good, if it's a good mistake, like it just happened to be a mistake and it turned out to be something good, be happy that you actually made the mistake, because you wouldn't even know. You wouldn't have been able to experience the good that came from that mistake. So that's the whole point of this mood. I hope y'all enjoy just as much as I would with this mood. Here goes the next song by Brandy. This is What About Us.
Dog child. B-Rock. Let's go.
Why don't you return my love? Why you trip out where I be? You don't ever come to see me. You say that you're too busy. What the hell? I don't have time. Why you messing with my mind? I can't find another guy. Someone who will treat me right. I don't need this bullshit. I won't put up with it any longer. You can go if you want. I don't need your pity.
Thank you. Blue eyes. When our friends talk about you, all it does is just tear me down. 'Cause my heart breaks a little when I hear your name. It all just sounds like selfish ways caused a good, strong woman like you to walk out my life. Now I'm never get to clean up the mess I made. Oh, and it haunts me every time I close my eyes. It all just sounds like
you don't want me.
That song right there was by Alicia Keys, Call It Karma. All right, so I got that question of tonight for y'all. It is, what was your most biggest and embarrassing mistake and why? So call the number 323-927-2990. Again, the number is 323-927-2990 to answer the question. If you already called in, simply press 1 and I will get to you so that you could answer the question of tonight. You can also answer the question on our Twitter at FCWHHA Radio Show. Again, that is at FCWHHA Radio Show. Here goes the next song, Brandy, Never Say Never.
Thank you.
Was Rihanna, good girl. Okay, so here goes some interactions for the question. Let me repeat. What was your most embarrassing mistake and why? The biggest embarrassing mistake. On Twitter at FCWHJ Radio Show, some people interacted. Maurilio Saza, sorry if I said your name wrong, he said he doesn't want to stay here wherever he is. He wants to go back to Bahia. I follow back, said cheating because I screwed up. Young Bravo said that he was so messed up when he was driving that he stopped at a green light because he was watching the red light one street down. What's your answer to the question, y'all? Call the number 323-927-2990. Again, the number is 323-927-2990. You are listening to In My Mood with your girl, KK Canticast of the Songbird. My move tonight is called Lesson Learned. Here goes the next song by Keisha Cole. I should have cheated.
First of all, let me say, you can't accuse me of all the things you know that you are guilty of. And I see that it is easy for you to blame everything on me. If that's the case, I should go have my fun and do all the things you say I do. Boy, I can't continue to take this from you.
Well,
just when my girl told me she saw you with some girl. But I didn't accuse you of something that I didn't see myself.
Choose me.
And she told me to tell you,
if
wanna go with me.
Look, I ain't got nothing to say to you. I can't even believe you. You know what? I'm too fly for these. You're playing yourself.
Here we go. Here we go again. Now you're telling me that she is just a friend. And when she's calling you at 3 o'clock in the morning, I can't take this no more.
No, no, no.
Here we go. Here we go again.
I just want a real number.
talking to? Tell me you was can't believe.
Tell me the last night you didn't leave.
After you thought I was asleep, crept back in at 6:45. Tell me it was just a dream.
Got four.
hearts of those who are listening who are out of the state in city, Jacksonville, Florida, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This weather has nothing to do with your state nor your city. This is all the weather of Jacksonville, Florida, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So sorry to those who are listening who are out of the state in city, Jacksonville, Florida, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Here goes the weather, starting off with Jacksonville, Florida. Tonight, 56 is your low, mostly cloudy. Friday is mostly cloudy, 84 high, 59 low. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 83 high, 58 low. Sunday, few showers, 76 high, 55 low. And Monday, scattered thunderstorms, 70 high, 57 low. And as the weather for Jacksonville, Florida looks like, y'all are just awesome. Y'all got some nice weather coming in y'all way. You know, it's getting it going up to 80s and staying in 70s, around the 70s and 80s range. Y'all are going to be looking forward to some rain beginning on Sunday and then leading on to Monday, and then hopefully maybe clear days. All right, here goes the weather for Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. 22 is your low, mostly cloudy. Friday, wintry mix, 37 high, 36 low. Saturday, AM clouds, PM sun, 42 high, 31 low. Sunday, partly cloudy, 37 high, 31 low. And Monday, 47 high, 36 low. That will be partly cloudy. Winter weather advisory from 5 a.m. until Friday, 6 p.m. So definitely look forward to that, y'all. The news is reported a massive winter storm, live updates and stuff, so check that out on the news. Just look it up, Google it, you know, look up your location. This is mainly for around the northeast section, or just the east side. So definitely look forward to that wintry mix. Winter, I thought it was supposed to be an early spring, whatever in the case. I can't wait till summer. But I have some people answer the question of tonight, and I have some answers and interaction on Twitter. But let me get to Facebook. Like our page on Facebook, Fantasy Crew WHHA Radio Show. Again, that's Fantasy Crew WHHA Radio Show. Ben Sifley answered the question. He answering the question, let me repeat to those who missed it, what was your most biggest and embarrassing mistake and why? So Ben Sifley answered. He said, embarrassing mistake, well, I knew this one girl since he was in third grade. I had been gone from a few years, and she used to write me. And when I came back, I thought I had a chance to get shot down badly. I was 15 at the time. He said that was his biggest mistake. Army Bunny answered the question saying, biggest mistake turning down 500,000 from this guy, embarrassing moment. She said when she was skating and spinning wheels and was being all stuck up into these guys that was trying to talk to her, she fell and her skirt was stuck all in the air. Draw showing it all. Wow, that sounds embarrassing. That pretty much sucks. But Venus also answered the question. She's saying her biggest mistake was believing that she needed a man to complete her life when all she needed was her and the Most High. A good man will only enhance her life, but she will complete it without him. Aw, interesting. All right, and I'll share some more interactions with y'all on Facebook and Twitter, but for now, let's get back into some more music. You are listening to In My Mood with your girl, KK Canticast, the songbird. My mood for tonight's called Lesson Learned. All right, so here goes the next jam by Donnell Jones, Where I Wanna Be.
Baby girl, a message, and I'll be coming home. I'd rather be alone. She doesn't fully understand me, and I'd rather leave than to cheat. She give me some time, I can be the man she needs. But there's a lot of lust inside of me, and we've been together since our teenage years. I really don't mean hurt her, but I need some time to be alone. But when you
I'm telling
You know, sometimes we all make mistakes and stuff. Well, most of the times we all make mistakes. And when you make a mistake and you realize that it really is a very bad mistake and it might have hurt somebody's feelings, 9 times out of 10, it really did hurt the other person's feelings. And sometimes all you could do is say an apology or sorry, but ego stops you from doing stuff like that. Ego stops you from giving that person a hug. Maybe they needed a hug, and because your actions, you hurt them so bad that they can't really talk, or they just show complete anger, and you can't just be angry too. That's just not going to work. You know, you can't take out fire with fire. That's the most popular quote ever. I mean, you just can't do that. Sometimes you got to be the better person because you did it. You got to accept the fact that you did it and at least apologize or give that person a hug or show that you still love them or show that you did not mean to do so. And that's why I like this song by Sierra. This is Sorry.
I think about you sometimes.
But before I get into the answer to the question of the day, I would like to get into news. PS4 and the Vita, the multi-screen dream again. The PlayStation 4 is Sony's last great hope in keeping control of the gaming industry. It's also the best chance at turning the PlayStation Vita into a more relevant piece of the gaming hardware. For more information on this, we'll be located on whharadioshow.weebly.com. We got a little section called Bloggin' Bloggers that will be posted on right there. You can also check it out on Tumblr. That is FCWHHA Radio Show. On Tumblr. But anyways, here goes more other news. What's Wiz Khalifa's favorite thing about baby Sebastian. Congratulations, Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose. On Thursday, February 21st, Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose welcome their new baby boy, Sebastian Thomas, into the world. So congratulations to Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose. More information on this story will also be posted on WHHJ Radio Show's website. That is whharadioshow.weebly.com. Weebly with two E's, weebly.com. All right, so let's get into some more interactions. The question of tonight, which was, what was your most biggest and embarrassing mistake? Few people on Twitter answered the question at FCWHHA Radio Show. K-Mo said that she doesn't get embarrassed. Oh, wow. Well, lucky for you, K-Mo. Undefeated TV said, would be when I got confused. I confused a big certain name, a big rapper's name for someone else. Oh, wow, that is embarrassing, confusing a large rapper. Like, you know the person's face. You're like, oh, hey, oh, my God, it's you. And you tell them something else, and they're like, what? Really? Okay, Colette Carr answered the question. She said that her biggest mistake was her ex-boyfriend. Feb 2 answered the question. She said, marrying my now ex-husband. Don't know what the hell I was thinking. All right. Well, thank you for those who answered the question on Twitter at FCWHJ Radio Show. Let's check Facebook. Griffin asked the question on Facebook, Fantasy Cruise WHJ Radio Show, like our page there. Griffin said, allowing children that I influence to be positive and see and hear me use foul language because I had a headache from rough conversation and day. Why? Because I didn't immediately apologize yet. I did write an apology letter in composed lyrics. Wow, that is a big mistake. I also got another answer and a few more answers to the question of the night. I will share with y'all in a moment. But for now, let's get back into some more music. You are listening to In My Mood with your girl, KK Cantercast of the Somber. My mood for tonight is called Lesson Learned. Here goes Keisha Cole featuring Alicia Keys, over.
not again. Oh, this ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see that hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have, dessert or dessert?
I never thought I'd be in love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip. And you came in.
Oh,
That song right there was called Knock You Down by Sherry Hilson featuring Kanye West and Neo. All right, so I only got like, 16 minutes left until the show ends. Thank you to those who tuned in to In My Mood with your girl, KK, Kenzie Castle, the Songbird. My mood for tonight was called Lesson Learned, and I hope you all enjoyed this, and I hope you all learned from this mood, and hopefully it helped you. Now, I noticed the music I was playing, and I was thinking, I didn't get a chance to answer the question yet. But anyways, the question for tonight is, what was your most biggest and embarrassing mistake? Here goes my answer. My most biggest and embarrassing mistake was, I think, I'm going to have to agree with one of the Twitter answers, except it wasn't a big rapper star, thank goodness, but I was, like, on stage and trying to give shout-outs, and I accidentally called the wrong person. But, yeah, that was one of my biggest mistakes. It was embarrassing. But anyways, not all mistakes is bad. I mean, mistakes seem bad because they're mistakes, but they often turn out to be good things, you know, and then it leads you into good, you know, into having good memories and just thinking about it like, maybe at one point you thought it was a mistake, but the next thing you know, it turns out that if you didn't make that mistake, you wouldn't be in the situation you are now. Now that you realize and learn from the mistake, you actually can change something about yourself or add something new to yourself, and it becomes a sweet memory. Here goes Vivian Green.
Sometimes
There was by Mariah Carey called All in Alone in Love. All right, so I only got like 6 minutes left until the show ends. Thank you to those who tuned in to WHHA Radio Shows In My Mood with your girl KK Canty Cops of the Songbird. My mood is about up. So I want to thank everyone who answered the question of tonight. Speaking of the question of the night, I still got some interactions I would love to share with y'all. Sarah said, my embarrassing moment was when my shoe fell off at the midst of my break dancing. That's pretty embarrassing, Sarah. All right, so let me go back to Twitter, at FCWHHA Radio Show. Cash didn't know what to say. He says, don't know. Well, take your time, Cash. You can answer the question by calling the number 323-927-2990. Again, the number 323-927-2990. Hurry up, because the show is almost over. You can also answer the question on Facebook. That is Fantasy Crew, WHHA Radio Show. Don't forget to like our page, Fantasy Crew, WHHA Radio Show. and bookmark our website. That is whharadioshow.weebly.com. Weebly with two E's, weebly.com. No worries. If you are a caller who just called in or called in a few seconds ago, it's okay if you missed some of the show because you can listen to it on our past shows on our WHHA website. On WHHA's website, there's an In My Mood section where it shows all the past shows of 2013. So check that out on our website. That is whharadioshow.weebly.com. Weebly with two E's, weebly.com. Thank you to those who tuned in to WHHA's In My Mood with your girl, KK Can't Take Off the Songbird. Now here goes the last song, which is a song I had already played. I just love this song by Bruno Mars. This is When I Was Your Man. And remember, just because you went through a mistake or you went through something and it seemed hard and it might have been good, whatever in the case, everything happens for a reason. And that reason is the lesson that you needed to learn. Here goes Bruno Mars, When I Was Your Man. Good night.
Close my eyes, it all just sounds like ooh.